With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. There are fewer and fewer Christmas tree farms out there to visit these days, and there are plenty of good reasons for that, namely the artificial tree that more Americans are buying and reusing year after year. Christmas tree grower Jim Rockus discusses the importance of support from land-grant universities and cooperative extension in success of his business for over three decades now growing Christmas trees.
I started from scratch, and I've been in it 30 plus years, and I didn't even know I liked this. I'm an engineer by training, and I did this on the side for a while, and then I started doing it full time and breeding trees and got interested in genetics. There's just so many things that you have to learn. The land grant institutions are where, through extension, that I learned the most, so I didn't have to recreate the wheel. And if I wouldn't have had extension from both West Virginia University, there was a genetics professor up there that helped me, that when he retired, I got him to do some consulting for me. He helped me, and also with Penn State University, the learning curve was way less steep.
The number of natural tree sales has remained relatively stagnant since 2004, as fake tree sales have more than doubled to about 21 million in 2017, according to the National Christmas Tree Association. That's today's Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington on the Ag Information Network of the West.